This is Nursing in America. This is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. The purpose of this show is to help nurses all over the world by providing information about the immigration process when coming to the U.S. Today, we are talking with Denise Garcia, who is currently a partner at Ackerman LLP, a nationwide law firm where she focuses on immigration matters. She's been practicing employment-based immigration for the past 20 years and working with Fortune 500 companies and healthcare facilities from all over the United States. In this episode, she explains what a green card is and how to obtain it.
A green card is U.S. permanent residence, basically. The reason why it's called a green card is because many, many years ago, the permanent resident card was green in color. But green card, immigrant visa, U.S. permanent residence are all the same. It's when someone wants to reside in the United States and work in the United States permanently. They want to remain in the U.S. permanently rather than short term. So whenever you hear the term green card, think of it as U.S. permanent residents, people who are residing here permanently, working here permanently, as opposed to temporary, which are the temporary visas, which we can discuss in a minute. But that's basically it.
Okay. So the word I'm hearing coming out all the time is permanently.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're a nurse who is sitting anywhere in the world right now and thinking of coming to America, this should be really interesting to you because this means that you don't have to go home to your home country if you don't want to, because you will permanently be able to stay in the U.S.
Correct. There are different ways of obtaining permanent residence, either based on family or political asylum or special laws or employment. So when it comes to nurses, they fall under employment. They are basically sponsored by a U.S. employer, a hospital, a healthcare facility. And the hospital or healthcare facility behaves as a U.S. citizen's spouse, for example. So basically, the company is willing to sponsor a nurse to come to the U.S. to work permanently and on a full-time basis. And they complete paperwork in order to achieve that goal. And the nurse has to have the intent of joining the employer in the U.S. to work permanently. So whenever we talk about permanent residence, it's not always based on family or special laws. In the cases of nurses and medical professionals and other professionals, it's based on employment.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Thank you for listening.